B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We have a bit of a conflict of mascots, if you will.
I don't know if it's a conflict. It's just interesting to me. Like, Dean's in kindergarten, so he's got a little mascot that all the kids get to take home, and then they have to write a little article about it, you know.
Right.
Take pictures and show. Mm-hmm. So his is a crayon named Mr. Bright.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. Bright came to Greenville with us, and we took some pictures of Mr. Bright. Then Dean will write down, like, hey, Mr. Bright went to Greenville. He saw the waterfalls, and, like, I guess he'll stand up in front of the class and talk about it.
He's sure. Going to take a crayon?
Buddy, it's a stuffed crayon. I'll post a picture at the MRL show on our Insta.
I was about to say, he's going to lose that thing with all of his other crayons.
And no, it's like a stuffed animal. Okay. Okay. So I mentioned that to producer Nicole, and she's like, what? My mascot was alive. And I said, yeah, Nicole, but this is kindergarten. She goes, yeah.
What did you have?
You know, I honestly can't remember 100%, but it was either like a turtle or a hamster. Like, I remember having like class pets that for a weekend, it would be your turn to take them home.
Oh. Okay, I didn't have that.
Right?
Maybe a turtle or something.
We had a hamster, I think, like in first grade, and then we may have had like a turtle in kindergarten.
But it stayed in the classroom.
Stayed in the classroom.
Yeah, we didn't have to take it home.
You never took it home.
Nicole is saying that she took it home, and then I told Amanda that, and Amanda's like, yeah, that's not weird. No.
What?
Yes.
All it takes is one kid to accidentally not take care of it.
Well, I think that's where I'm pretty sure, like, my mom took care of it, but I would take pictures of it. And stuff.
I'd be so annoyed as a parent, too.
So would I.
I'm like, I have to take care of this stupid hamster all weekend? Thanks. My kid's six. They don't know.
And what if it got out? No, I'm all set.
Jeez,
I told you, Nicole, do I know this show or what? I said, because it sounds stupid on paper, like, hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about what mascot you brought. But I was like, I've got to mark this down because these two are going to go nuts.
That's because it's beyond your education, and Amanda's education is beyond me. By the way, you're probably better off for it. Like, learning how to take care of a pet that young is probably the
right. Yeah, it's like responsibility without having to commit to it, which I get it.
I mean, in high school, they let us take home an egg. We had to take care of an egg all weekend. That was in high school.
That was for the parenting thing.
It was like home ec or something.
Yeah, crap. We had a Cabbage Patch Kid. Nicole had a real baby, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It kind of was. It cried. It would cry at certain points.
You went to a rich school.
One of the people on the basketball team.
High school.
Yeah, in high school. That's what
I'm talking
about.
A child development class. You have to carry the baby around.
Yeah. Yours cried and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Mine didn't. Mine was a Cabbage Patch Kids. Roy's was an egg. Uh-uh.
And it would physically leak. So I'll never forget being at basketball practice. And one of the girls had to literally stop running sprints because the baby was in the corner crying.
OMG.
You have to, like, change its diaper.
Yeah.
Just leave it in the car for practice.
Do we?
Okay. Roy.
Roy, that's bad. You'll get
it's not a real baby.
You have to treat it like it is.
Okay. But it cries like one, and it is screeching.
Now, here's the question. That teammate of yours, does she have any children now?
No.
That's birth control.
Pretty sure she's gay.
A couple text messages coming in. Someone said, I remember Flat Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Flat Stanley.
So your niece will start doing this. You'll end up taking Flat Stanley to work or something.
I'm sure.
Area code 240 said, Nicole, my class did that too.
Yeah.
With the hamster.
You guys had to take home a living, breathing thing?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I was pretty pumped about it.
Area code 516.
You were probably pumped. Your parents probably weren't.
516 said, we got to take home a guinea pig in the first grade. I wonder if anybody had an incident with any of the live animals that had to come home from school.
Oh, could you imagine if if your parents had to call the teacher and
That's
be like,
saying.
Fluffles didn't make it.
I don't want that responsibility.
You know what old Manny would do if we had that incident?
He'd try to replace it.
I would do the old Jinxie cat.
Yeah. Nobody would know the new hamster.
Remember Greg from Meet the Fox? Yeah. Got a new Jinxie cat?
Yeah.
That's what I... Meet new Scrappy.
Here he is. I tell you, the hamster has a bit of a darker color. I don't know what happened.
Mm. Paint spilled on him. We apologize. Here he is. He seems way more ferocious. It's like a rat.
Nothing like it.
Oh, man. All right, real quick. If you had the ability, like producer Nicole and some of the people texting in, to take home a living animal for school, for a project, and something went wrong, we've got to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We were talking about mascots, and my son Dean has a mascot in kindergarten, and you know, each student gets to take these mascots home in kindergarten and first grade, and you take pictures with the mascot, like kind of like a Flat Stanley thing.
Yeah.
Dean's a crayon named Mr. Bright, and we took him to Greenville, and I told producer Nicole, and she goes, we had a live hamster. You won't believe how many calls, 12 lines? 10 of them are filled up with people who took their animals from school home and something bad happened.
That's crazy because we had a live animal, but you weren't allowed to take it home. So I'm so fascinated to hear these stories. Let's start out with Aaron and Tiga K. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
What happened, Aaron?
So it wasn't me. It was actually a family friend, but he took home a lizard from like his classroom over the weekend. And the lizard ended up pooping out his own intestines.
Oh,
and so his mom took the lizard to, like, an emergency vet to have surgery. And then when she tried to get the lizard back to the teacher just told her to keep it. And she was stuck with, like, a $600 vet bill.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be so mad.
This
is why I do this. First of all, we don't do reptiles in our house. There are no snakes, lizards, anything coming home with baby cash.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, he's not going to be a baby at that point. He's going to be
always my baby.
Not baby Dean anymore. He's going to be 5 and 6 at some point, and he's going to say, Mom, I want to bring this thing home.
Nope, sorry.
What if he leaves it outside?
Nope, you ain't even bringing it on the premises.
Jill in Min Hill, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show. You brought a hamster home?
Yes, I brought a hamster home.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One weekend, and I don't know if it got, you know, wet or something from the water bottle, or I don't know really what happened, but he started feeling under the weather, and we tried to, like, bring him back to life, but he ended up dying that weekend. I mean, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh, but we brought him, tried to bring him back, and then, yeah, he ended up dying, but we called our, my parents called the teacher, and the teacher was like, well, could you go out and get a new one? So we ended up going to buy a new one while we were, you know, over the weekend or whatever, and yeah, it was bad. We ended up having a funeral in the backyard for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So did you get one that looked exactly like the old one?
I mean, we tried, but, I mean, it was hard to, you know, find one that looked kind of like the one, you know. But
yeah, plus you're going to tell all your friends in class, hey.
That's not the right answer.
They found out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye, Mr. Yeah. Tickles, for you were awesome. You've been to 3 homes.
I mean, is that the lesson that the teachers are wanting to pass on to the kids? I mean, what's the lesson in all of this?
I think the lesson is that the teacher doesn't have to bring it home on the weekend.
Thanks, Jill. The lesson is that the teacher wants a weekend life.
Jill's not alone, by the way. We got a text message from 704 that said in elementary school we had a pet hamster that we got to take home. And before it was my turn, one of my classmates took it and her cat ate it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the other thing we were talking about was the home ec babies.
Yeah.
Again, I had a Cabbage Patch Kid.
I had an egg.
And Loren and Nicole had ones that cried and actually, like, peed and, like, reacted and stuff.
Evidently, Rob had something similar happen to him. What happened, Rob?
So I actually ended up going to my junior prom in high school with someone who had to bring home the baby from her home ec class. And so we had to take care of the baby. So in all of my prom pictures for junior prom, you see me and her just holding this baby like a lovely couple.
Was the baby dressed up?
We actually did get a dress for the baby. got a dress for the baby. We took pictures. We got pictures by itself. We had like a little special carrier.
That is awesome.
That teacher's so cruel, man.
Right? Thanks, bud.
On the week of prom, you make a student take that? That's cruel.
One more, because someone's dealing with this right now, taking home an animal. Loren, wait till you hear what Julie had to bring home.
Julie?
Hey,
guys. Hey.
Hey. All right. So what'd you have to bring home?
So we're living this right now in my house. My 7th grader has the bearded dragon from the ag class in his room, and I thought it was dying 2 days ago, so I had to read about what to do with a bearded dragon, and turns out it's dehydrated, so I spritzed it with water. I don't know. So we have it. It has to survive the week, and it goes back next Monday.
This poor Pass. Animal is going through every week a new home.
Right?
And, like, on the verge of...
Like yeah. the stress that it must go through.
Yeah, it normally stays full so the kids play with it all day. And I'm like, Eli, what are we supposed to do? And he's like, he's fine, Mom. He's just rested. I'm like, I think he's tired.
He's just going to sleep, Mom.
Julie's like, I'm no vet, but my gosh. Yeah, did you have to take pictures and write stories about what is the bearded dragon's name?
Zeus.
Okay, so do you have to write articles about Zeus?
No, we're just caring for Zeus.
Okay.
There's no
wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Julie. I remember
Julie.
At some point when Loren had Woofer and she would ask me to watch him, I'd be like, Loren, he is too close to the heavenly gates and he's not going on my watch.
Right. Can you imagine?
I ain't stuck with that bird. Too afraid to watch the guy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.